The Emotional Life of the Child. By Aletha J. Salter. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Emotional Life of the Child, written by Aletha J. Salter, is a book that explores how children's emotions are expressed and managed in their everyday lives. The book looks at the different ways in which children express their feelings and how parents can help them to understand and manage these emotions. It also examines the role of play in helping children to develop emotionally, as well as looking at issues such as discipline, communication, and attachment. Salter begins by discussing the importance of recognizing a child's emotional needs from an early age. She explains that it is essential for parents to be aware of what their child is feeling so they can respond appropriately. This includes understanding when a child may need extra support or comfort during difficult times or when they are overwhelmed with emotion. The author then goes on to discuss various strategies for managing emotions, such as teaching relaxation techniques, using positive reinforcement, and providing opportunities for creative expression through art or music. She emphasizes that it is important not to suppress negative feelings but rather allow them to be expressed safely so that they can be processed effectively. In addition, Salter discusses how play can help children learn about themselves and others while developing social skills such as cooperation and problem-solving abilities. She also looks at topics like discipline, communication between parent and child, attachment styles between caregivers and infants/toddlers/preschoolers/school-aged kids/teens, etc., sibling relationships, etc. Finally, she provides practical advice on dealing with common childhood problems such as tantrums or bedtime struggles, along with tips on creating an emotionally supportive home environment where all family members feel safe expressing themselves without fear of judgment. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Emotions are an essential part of a child's development. Emotions are an integral part of a child's development, and they should be respected and nurtured in order to help the child grow and develop in a healthy way. Main idea number 2. Children need to be allowed to express their emotions. Children need to be allowed to express their emotions in a safe and supportive environment so that they can learn to understand and manage their feelings. Main idea number 3. Parents should be emotionally available to their children. Parents should be emotionally available to their children so that they can provide support and guidance when needed. Main idea number 4. Children need to be taught how to regulate their emotions. Children need to be taught how to regulate their emotions so that they can learn to manage their feelings in a healthy way. Main idea number 5. Emotional intelligence is important for children. Emotional intelligence is an important part of a child's development, and it should be nurtured in order to help the child develop healthy relationships and communication skills. Main idea number 6. Emotional literacy is important for children. Emotional literacy is an important part of a child's development, and it should be taught in order to help the child understand and manage their emotions. Main idea number 7. Emotional regulation is important for children. Emotional regulation is an important part of a child's development, and it should be taught in order to help the child learn to manage their emotions in a healthy way. Main idea number 8. Emotional resilience is important for children. Emotional resilience is an important part of a child's development, and it should be nurtured in order to help the child cope with difficult emotions and situations. Main idea number 9. Emotional safety is important for children. Emotional safety is an important part of a child's development, and it should be provided in order to help the child feel secure and supported. Main idea number 10. Emotional expression is important for children. Emotional expression is an important part of a child's development, and it should be encouraged in order to help the child learn to express their feelings in a healthy way. Main idea number 11. Emotional connection is important for children. Emotional connection is an important part of a child's development, and it should be nurtured in order to help the child develop healthy relationships. Main idea number 12. Emotional understanding is important for children. Emotional understanding is an important part of a child's development, and it should be taught in order to help the child understand their own emotions and those of others. Main idea number 13. Emotional awareness is important for children. Emotional awareness is an important part of a child's development, and it should be nurtured in order to help the child recognize and understand their own emotions. Main idea number 14. Emotional regulation strategies are important for children. Emotional regulation strategies are an important part of a child's development, and they should be taught in order to help the child learn to manage their emotions in a healthy way. Main idea number 15. Emotional intelligence skills are important for children. Emotional intelligence skills are an important part of a child's development, and they should be taught in order to help the child develop healthy relationships and communication skills. Main idea number 16. Emotional literacy skills are important for children. Emotional literacy skills are an important part of a child's development, and they should be taught in order to help the child understand and manage their emotions. Main idea number 17. Emotional resilience strategies are important for children. Emotional resilience strategies are an important part of a child's development, and they should be taught in order to help the child cope with difficult emotions and situations. Main idea number 18. Emotional safety strategies are important for children. Emotional safety strategies are an important part of a child's development, and they should be taught in order to help the child feel secure and supported. Main idea number 19. Emotional expression strategies are important for children. Emotional expression strategies are an important part of a child's development, and they should be taught in order to help the child learn to express their feelings in a healthy way. Main idea number 20. Emotional connection strategies are important for children. Emotional connection strategies are an important part of a child's development, and they should be taught in order to help the child develop healthy relationships. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Emotions are an essential part of a child's development. They provide the foundation for learning, socializing, and developing relationships with others. Emotional intelligence is key to helping children understand their own feelings and those of others, as well as how to manage them in healthy ways. When emotions are respected and nurtured in childhood, it helps children develop self-awareness, empathy towards others, problem-solving skills, resilience when faced with challenges or adversity, and better communication skills. It also allows them to form strong attachments with caregivers, which can help build trust and security. Parents play an important role in fostering emotional development by providing a safe environment where children feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. This includes validating their feelings while teaching appropriate ways to express them, such as through words rather than physical aggression. It is also important for parents to model positive emotional behavior so that children learn how to regulate their own emotions effectively. By doing this, they will be able to recognize what they are feeling and why they may be feeling it, so that they can respond appropriately instead of reacting impulsively. Main idea number 2. Children need to be allowed to express their emotions in a safe and supportive environment so that they can learn to understand and manage their feelings. This means providing an atmosphere where children feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. It is important for parents and caregivers to listen carefully when children are talking about their feelings, as this helps them develop the skills needed to identify and cope with difficult emotions. It is also essential for adults to provide guidance on how best to handle strong emotions such as anger, sadness, or fear. Teaching children healthy ways of dealing with these feelings can help them build resilience and self-confidence. For example, encouraging kids to talk through problems instead of resorting immediately to physical aggression can help them learn problem-solving skills that will serve them well into adulthood. Finally, it is important for adults not only allow but also encourage children's emotional expression by validating their experiences. Acknowledging a child's feelings shows respect for his or her inner world while helping him or her gain insight into what he or she may be feeling. Main idea number 3. Parents should be emotionally available to their children in order to provide a secure and nurturing environment. This means being present, attentive, and responsive when the child needs it most. Parents should strive to create an atmosphere of trust and understanding where the child feels safe enough to express their feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. It is important for parents to listen actively, validate their child's emotions, and offer comfort when needed. In addition, parents should also be willing to discuss difficult topics with their children in an age-appropriate manner. This can help them develop healthy coping skills that will serve them well into adulthood. Furthermore, by providing emotional support during times of stress or difficulty, parents can help build resilience in their children so they are better equipped to handle life's challenges. Ultimately, being emotionally available as a parent is essential for fostering strong relationships between parent and child. By creating a safe space for open communication and expression of feelings on both sides, parents can ensure that they remain connected with their children throughout all stages of development. Main idea number 4. Children need to be taught how to regulate their emotions so that they can learn to manage their feelings in a healthy way. This involves teaching children the skills of self-awareness and self-regulation. Self-awareness is the ability to recognize one's own emotional states and understand why they are feeling a certain way. Self-regulation is the ability to control one's emotions, thoughts, and behaviors in order to achieve desired outcomes. Teaching children these skills requires patience and understanding from adults as well as an environment where it is safe for them to express themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. It also involves providing guidance on how best to respond when faced with difficult situations or challenging emotions such as anger, sadness, or anxiety. Through practice and repetition of these strategies over time, children will become better equipped at managing their own emotions. Main idea number 5. Emotional intelligence is an important part of a child's development, and it should be nurtured in order to help the child develop healthy relationships and communication skills. Emotional intelligence involves understanding one's own emotions as well as those of others, being able to express feelings appropriately, managing stress effectively, and developing empathy for others. It also includes recognizing when something is wrong or needs attention and responding with appropriate action. Children who are emotionally intelligent have better social skills than those who lack emotional intelligence. They are more likely to form strong relationships with peers and adults alike because they understand how their behavior affects other people. They can recognize when someone else is feeling upset or angry, which helps them respond in a way that will de-escalate the situation rather than make it worse. In addition to helping children build positive relationships with others, emotional intelligence can also help them become successful learners. Children who are emotionally intelligent tend to be more self-aware. They know what motivates them academically and can use this knowledge to set goals for themselves. Furthermore, these children often have better problem-solving skills since they understand how their emotions affect their thinking process. Overall, fostering emotional intelligence in children is essential for helping them grow into confident individuals who possess strong interpersonal skills. By teaching children about their emotions from an early age through activities such as role-playing scenarios or discussing stories that involve characters expressing different feelings, parents can give their kids the tools necessary for success both socially and academically. Main idea number 6. Emotional literacy is an important part of a child's development, and it should be taught in order to help the child understand and manage their emotions. Emotional literacy involves teaching children how to recognize, express, and regulate their own feelings as well as those of others. It also includes helping them develop empathy for others by understanding that everyone has different emotional needs. Teaching children about emotional literacy can help them become more self-aware, better able to handle difficult situations, and more successful in relationships. When teaching emotional literacy to children, it is important to provide age-appropriate activities that are fun yet meaningful. This could include role-playing scenarios where they practice expressing themselves or talking through problems with peers or adults. Additionally, providing books or stories that discuss emotions can be helpful in introducing new concepts such as anger management or problem-solving skills. Finally, encouraging open communication between parents and children will allow for further discussion on topics related to emotion regulation. Overall, teaching emotional literacy is essential for helping children learn how to navigate life's challenges while developing healthy relationships with others. By providing guidance on recognizing and managing emotions early on in life, we can give our kids the tools they need for success now and into adulthood. Main idea number 7. Emotional regulation is an important part of a child's development, and it should be taught in order to help the child learn to manage their emotions in a healthy way. Emotional regulation involves teaching children how to recognize and express their feelings, as well as how to cope with difficult situations. It also includes helping them develop problem-solving skills so they can find solutions when faced with challenging circumstances. Teaching emotional regulation helps children build resilience and self-confidence, which are essential for success in life. When teaching emotional regulation, parents should focus on providing support rather than punishment or criticism. This means listening carefully when your child expresses his or her feelings and validating those feelings without judgment. Parents can also provide guidance by modeling appropriate behavior themselves and offering positive reinforcement when the child displays desired behaviors. It is important that parents create an environment where children feel safe expressing their emotions without fear of being judged or criticized. This will help them learn how to regulate their own emotions more effectively over time. Additionally, parents should encourage open communication between family members so that everyone feels comfortable discussing issues related to emotion management. Main idea number 8. Emotional resilience is an important part of a child's development, and it should be nurtured in order to help the child cope with difficult emotions and situations. Emotional resilience helps children learn how to regulate their emotions, manage stress, and develop healthy coping strategies for dealing with life's challenges. It also allows them to build strong relationships with others by understanding their own feelings as well as those of others. By developing emotional resilience, children can become more confident in themselves and better able to handle adversity. In order to foster emotional resilience in children, parents need to provide a safe environment where they can express their feelings without fear or judgment. Parents should also model positive behavior by showing empathy towards their child when they are struggling emotionally. Additionally, teaching problem-solving skills such as deep breathing exercises or mindfulness techniques can help children learn how to manage difficult emotions on their own. Finally, providing opportunities for playtime and creative expression can give children the chance to explore different ways of expressing themselves while having fun at the same time. Allowing kids some freedom within boundaries will help them gain independence while still feeling secure enough that they know someone is there if needed. Main idea number 9. Emotional safety is an essential part of a child's development. It involves providing the child with a secure and supportive environment in which they can express their feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. This helps children to develop healthy emotional regulation skills, as well as trust in themselves and others. When children feel emotionally safe, they are more likely to take risks, explore new ideas, and build relationships. Creating an emotionally safe environment for children requires adults to be aware of their own emotions and reactions when interacting with them. Adults should strive to remain calm when responding to difficult behaviors or situations that arise. They should also provide consistent boundaries while allowing the child some autonomy within those limits so that they can learn how to make decisions on their own. It is important for parents and caregivers to recognize signs of distress in children so that they can respond appropriately. Listening carefully and validating the child's feelings will help them feel heard and understood, which will create a sense of security for them. Additionally, it is important for adults not only to provide support but also teach problem-solving skills so that the child learns how best to manage difficult emotions. Main idea number 10. Emotional expression is an essential part of a child's development. It helps children to understand and manage their emotions, as well as build relationships with others. When children are able to express their feelings in a healthy way, they can better cope with stress and difficult situations. Encouraging emotional expression in children also allows them to develop empathy for others and learn how to regulate their own behavior. When parents provide support for emotional expression, it gives the child permission to explore different ways of expressing themselves without fear or judgment. This can be done through activities such as role-playing, drawing pictures, or writing stories about how they feel. Parents should also model appropriate emotional responses by talking openly about their own feelings and reactions when faced with challenging situations. By providing a safe environment where children can express themselves freely, parents help foster self-awareness and resilience in young people. Through this process, kids learn that it's okay to have strong emotions like anger or sadness, and that these feelings don't need to be suppressed but rather expressed in constructive ways. Main idea number 11. Emotional connection is an essential part of a child's development. It helps children to form strong, healthy relationships with others and provides them with the emotional support they need to thrive. When children feel emotionally connected to their parents or caregivers, it can help them develop trust in themselves and in those around them. This trust allows children to explore their environment without fear and encourages positive social interactions. Creating an emotional connection with your child starts from the moment they are born. Through physical contact such as cuddling, holding hands, or even just being present when your child needs, you can help build a secure bond between parent and child. As your child grows older, it is important that you continue to nurture this relationship by spending quality time together doing activities that both of you enjoy. It is also important for parents to be aware of their own emotions so that they can better understand how their feelings may affect their relationship with their child. Parents should strive for open communication where both parties feel comfortable expressing themselves honestly without judgment or criticism. By creating an atmosphere of love and understanding within the family unit, parents can foster a strong emotional connection between themselves and their children, which will last throughout childhood into adulthood. Main idea number 12. Emotional understanding is an essential part of a child's development. It helps children to understand their own emotions and those of others, which can be beneficial in many aspects of life. Teaching emotional understanding to children can help them develop empathy, self-awareness, and the ability to regulate their emotions. This will enable them to better manage difficult situations and build strong relationships with peers. When teaching emotional understanding, it is important for parents or caregivers to provide a safe environment where children feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. Parents should also model healthy ways of dealing with emotions by showing how they handle their own feelings in different situations. Additionally, providing age-appropriate activities that encourage discussion about feelings can help foster emotional intelligence in young children. By helping children learn how to identify and express their emotions appropriately, we are giving them the tools they need for success both now and later on in life. Emotional understanding is an important skill that all kids should have access to. Main idea number 13. Emotional awareness is an essential part of a child's development, and it should be nurtured in order to help the child recognize and understand their own emotions. Emotional awareness helps children learn how to regulate their feelings, express them appropriately, and build healthy relationships with others. It also allows them to better understand the emotions of those around them, which can lead to more meaningful connections. When children are emotionally aware, they are able to identify what they are feeling in any given moment. This helps them develop self-awareness as well as empathy for others. They become better equipped at problem-solving because they can think through situations from different perspectives rather than just reacting impulsively or without thought. Additionally, emotional awareness gives children the tools necessary for managing stress in difficult situations. Parents play an important role in helping their children develop emotional awareness by providing a safe environment where feelings can be expressed openly and honestly without fear of judgment or criticism. Parents should also model appropriate ways of expressing emotion so that their children have examples on which to base their own behavior. Finally, parents should encourage open communication between themselves and their child about feelings so that both parties feel comfortable discussing these topics. Main idea number 14. Emotional regulation strategies are essential for children to learn in order to help them develop healthy coping skills. These strategies can include teaching the child how to identify and express their emotions, as well as how to manage difficult feelings such as anger or sadness. It is important that these strategies be taught in a supportive environment where the child feels safe and secure. This will allow them to practice using these techniques without fear of judgment or criticism. In addition, it is important for parents and caregivers to model appropriate emotional regulation behaviors themselves so that the child can observe and imitate positive behavior. Parents should also provide consistent guidance when needed, helping the child understand why certain behaviors are not acceptable while reinforcing those which are more productive. Finally, providing opportunities for playtime with peers can help children learn social skills related to managing emotions. By teaching children effective emotional regulation strategies from an early age, they will have better tools available throughout their lives for dealing with stressors and challenging situations. With this knowledge, they will be able to make healthier decisions about how best to respond emotionally in any given situation. Main idea number 15. Emotional intelligence skills are essential for children to learn in order to help them develop healthy relationships and communication skills. Emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage one's own emotions as well as those of others. It involves being aware of how our feelings affect our behavior and decisions, understanding why we feel a certain way, and learning how to regulate our emotions so that they don't get out of control. Teaching children emotional intelligence can help them better understand their own feelings and the feelings of others around them. By teaching children emotional intelligence skills early on in life, it can help foster positive relationships with peers, family members, teachers, or other adults in their lives. Children who have strong emotional intelligence skills are more likely to be successful academically because they will be able to better handle stressors such as tests or difficult assignments without becoming overwhelmed or anxious. They will also be better equipped at handling conflicts with peers by using problem-solving strategies instead of resorting to physical aggression. In addition, having strong emotional intelligence helps children build self-confidence, which is important for developing a sense of identity and purpose in life. By recognizing their strengths and weaknesses emotionally, they can become more resilient when faced with challenges throughout life. Main idea number 16. Emotional literacy skills are an important part of a child's development, and they should be taught in order to help the child understand and manage their emotions. Emotional literacy is the ability to recognize, express, and regulate one's own feelings as well as those of others. It involves understanding how emotions work, being able to identify different types of feelings, knowing how to respond appropriately when feeling overwhelmed or distressed by emotion, and learning strategies for managing difficult emotions. Teaching children emotional literacy skills can help them develop self-awareness and empathy towards others. It also helps them learn how to cope with stressors in healthy ways rather than resorting to unhealthy coping mechanisms such as aggression or withdrawal. Teaching these skills early on can set children up for success later in life by helping them build strong relationships with peers and adults alike. In addition to teaching emotional literacy skills directly through instruction or discussion about feelings, parents can model appropriate behavior when dealing with their own emotions. This will show children that it is okay to feel all kinds of emotions, but that there are constructive ways of expressing them without hurting oneself or others. By providing a safe environment where children feel comfortable discussing their feelings openly without fear of judgment or criticism from adults, they will be more likely to practice what they have learned. Main idea number 17. Emotional resilience strategies are an important part of a child's development, and they should be taught in order to help the child cope with difficult emotions and situations. These strategies can include teaching children how to identify their feelings, express them appropriately, problem-solve effectively, manage stress, build self-esteem, and develop healthy relationships. Teaching these skills helps children learn how to regulate their emotions so that they can better handle challenging situations. When teaching emotional resilience strategies to children, it is important for parents or caregivers to provide a safe environment where the child feels comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. It is also important for adults to model positive coping behaviors such as taking deep breaths when feeling overwhelmed or talking through problems instead of getting angry. Additionally, providing opportunities for playtime and physical activity can help reduce stress levels in children. By helping children understand their own emotions and giving them tools on how best to manage them will give them the confidence needed throughout life's challenges. Emotional resilience strategies are essential for helping kids become emotionally strong individuals who have the ability to bounce back from adversity. Main idea number 18. Emotional safety strategies are an important part of a child's development, and they should be taught in order to help the child feel secure and supported. These strategies can include teaching children how to identify their emotions, how to express them appropriately, and how to cope with difficult feelings. Teaching children these skills helps them develop healthy emotional regulation skills that will serve them throughout their lives. When teaching emotional safety strategies, it is important for parents or caregivers to provide a safe environment where the child feels comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. This means providing unconditional love and support while also setting clear boundaries so that the child knows what behavior is acceptable. It also involves helping the child learn problem-solving techniques such as deep breathing exercises or counting backwards from 10 when feeling overwhelmed. It is also important for adults to model positive coping behaviors so that children can learn by example. For instance, if a parent takes time out for self-care when feeling stressed instead of lashing out at others, this teaches the child that it's okay to take care of oneself first before trying to solve problems with others. By implementing these emotional safety strategies early on in life, we can help our children grow into emotionally intelligent individuals who are better equipped at managing their own emotions as well as those around them. Main idea number 19. Emotional expression strategies are an important part of a child's development. Teaching children how to express their feelings in a healthy way can help them develop the skills they need to cope with difficult emotions and situations. It is essential for parents, teachers, and other caregivers to provide guidance on how best to express emotions in order to foster emotional intelligence and resilience. The Emotional Life of the Child by Aletha J. Salter provides valuable insight into understanding children's emotional needs and helping them learn effective ways of expressing themselves. The book outlines various strategies that can be used when teaching children about emotion regulation, such as providing positive reinforcement for appropriate behavior, setting clear expectations for behavior, modeling desired behaviors, using problem-solving techniques when dealing with conflicts or challenging situations, and encouraging open communication between adults and children. By implementing these strategies early on in a child's life, it will help them build strong foundations for managing their own emotions throughout their lives. It is also important that adults take time out from busy schedules to listen attentively when a child expresses his, her feelings so that he, she feels heard and understood. Main idea number 20. Emotional connection strategies are an essential part of a child's development. They help children to understand and express their emotions, build relationships with others, and develop healthy coping skills. Teaching these strategies can be beneficial for both the parent and the child as it helps them to better understand each other's needs and feelings. One way to foster emotional connections is through active listening. This involves really paying attention when your child speaks, making eye contact, repeating back what they say in order to show that you have heard them, asking questions about their thoughts or feelings if appropriate, and validating their experiences by acknowledging how difficult something may be for them. Another important strategy is providing comfort when needed. This could involve physical touch such as hugs or holding hands, verbal reassurance like telling your child that everything will be okay, or simply being present with your child without trying to fix anything but just letting them know that you are there for support. Finally, teaching problem-solving skills can also help children learn how to manage difficult situations on their own. This includes helping children identify problems they face in life, such as bullying, brainstorming solutions together, like talking to a teacher, evaluating potential outcomes, will this solution work, implementing the chosen solution, talking to the teacher, and reflecting on whether it was successful or not. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.